funny.
Simon Tavchavchas Vav Klal Shabbatoras Kohanim Imam Sikim Bahem. We don't stop in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah of the Tochacha. You're not allowed to stop in the middle. Ella Echad Kori Lekula Kulam. One person reads all of it. The Mishnah Berurah says that if the person who was reading was not able to continue reading and someone else had to take over, so then it just looks like the first guy doesn't. It looks like he doesn't care about the klalos, or he's not happy with them, and that's why he wants someone else to take over. So that's why we don't stop in the middle. We don't start with an aliyah with the tochacha. We start a little bit before it, and we end a little bit after it, because it's not good to make a bracha on to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so amazing, when you make the bracha on Kriyas HaTorah, and then read something about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy us. So therefore, that's why we start a little bit earlier and end a little bit later. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Maharil was Makbid, that the person who gets the Tochacha, the Aliyah, was only the Shamish who was paid to take care of the Shul, so he wouldn't care about getting the Tochacha Aliyah. If they do call up somebody, which I've experienced, where they've called someone up to get the tochacha. I got the tochacha aliyah one time. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, once you're called up, you have to say yes, and you have to go up, because you know the halacha is that if you're called up to the Torah and you say no, so then Yiskatzur Yamav, the Gemara says, nothing bad will happen to you, because since you're going up or kavod Torah, shomer mitzvah liyeda davara, and you'll be okay. And a lot of places the minhag is that the Balkori himself is the one who gets it, and that's what should be done. And this Mishnah Berurah says, even if he's a Kohen, so you could start from the beginning and then just go straight through until the end of the Tochacha, and then break up the Aliyahs separately. Continues the Mechaber, Aval Chol Shev Mishnah Torah, Icholon Lahafsik Behem, V'afal Pikei Nagush Ol Lahafsik Behem. So the Tocha and Dvarim, you're allowed to stop in the middle of, because they're not as bad, and they're written Lashon Yachid, and Moshe wrote it instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore it's not as bad. But our minhag is not to stop during those either. We also don't call up a person by name, we just say Yamod, the Aliyah, but the Baralacha says, it sounds like you're actually supposed to say Yamod Misha Yirtza, and then anyone that wants to go up could come up. But he said, there's no way that that's what the Halacha is, and we're not knowing like that. Rather, you ask the guy beforehand, and he just comes up on his own without you announcing who's getting the Aliyah. Siv Zayin, Shmor Psukim Achron Shabbat Torah, Eim Afsikim Vehem El Yachid Koreas Kulam. The last eight Psukim of the Torah, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of those either. And one person reads it, and the reason is because it's different than the rest, because Yehoshua potentially wrote it, and even if it wasn't Yehoshua, then Moshe wrote it with a tear, so it's different than the rest of the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah also brings that you shouldn't stop in the middle of the Membeis Masaos in Parshas Maaseh, but others say that that only applies on Shabbos day, but not on Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos Mincha. Sivches, Mishivas, or Batamas, Elach Maftirin, Tlas, de Puranusa, Shved, and Chemta, Tarte, de Tiyuvta. So the Haftorahs, there are special Haftorahs from Shivas, or Batamas until Rosh Hashanah. Tlas, de Puranusa, Divri Yarmiyahu, Shemidvar Hashem, Chazon Yeshaya, Shved, and Chemta, Nachamu, Vatomer Tzion, Aniasa, Ora, Anochi, Rani, Akara, Kumi, Orisos, Asis, Uviom Tzarum, Gedalia, Bemincha, Maftirin, Dirshu. We have the Haftorah of Yeshua Hashem B'Matzo at Anatinus. So B'Shabbos Shavayin Roshan Yom Kippur Maftirin Lo'olam Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah, we always have the Haftorah of Shuvah Hashem. Uksha Rosh Hashanah B'Beis V'Gimel, Sh'yei Shabbos Ben Yom Kippur M'Lusukis, Korin Bo'azin, Maftirin Bo'vidah B'David. Yesham Rosh Hashanah B'Beis V'Gimel, Shavayelech Ben Roshan Yom Kippur Maftirin Bo'd Yershu. B'Shabbos Shavayin Yom Kippur M'Lusukis, Sh'korin Azin, Maftirin Shuvah, Av Amin HaKasari Shonah. So the rest of the year, the Haftorah is always something related to the Parsha Sashavua. Ukshakorin Shtei Parshios, like this week, when you have a double Parsha, Maftirin Ba'achorona, you always read the Haftorah for the second Parsha, Melvad, Ba'achoremosu Kedoshim. When you have a double Parsha, Ba'achoremosu Kedoshim, Maftirin Halo Kivnei Kushim, Shi Haftorah Achoremos. You do the Haftorah for Parsha Achoremos, not for Kedoshim. Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim mentions the bad things that the people who lived in Yerushalayim did. And therefore we try not to read that Haftorah when possible. And we always try and figure out ways to not have to read that Haftorah, even if it's not a double Parsha. The Rama continues, they used to have the minhag that they would lay in a special Haftorah when there was an Ufruf. But if there's a special Haftorah being read that Shabbos, then you don't do the Ufruf Haftorah. We've already established that we're not supposed to skip from one Navi to another Navi. But anyway, there's a very interesting discussion about this. Achrimos Kedoshim. Some people even have the minug that if it does fall out, that Kedoshim is by itself, and there's no other Haftorah to read, that we still would just read the Haftorah of Achrimos again 2 weeks in a row, because we don't want to read this Haftorah, which mentions the bad things that... That the people in Yerushalayim did. But again, you'll just consult whatever the rabbi decides for that week. All right, next, that's it for Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and next we'll start.